Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everyone. Welcome to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Hour message. This morning's message, folks, is praising the Lord in difficult times. We're going to read several verses from several different chapters. We're going to start out in Deuteronomy chapter 31 at verse 6. We're going to go to Isaiah 41 verse 10. And Psalms 55, verse 22, and Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, and then finish off with 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10. But if you put your finger, please, on Deuteronomy 31, 6, as I get to the rest, I'll try to give you a little time to get to the other chapters as we go through, but find your place there. We're going to do some prayer requests, but before we do, as always, I have a song for you. It's a short song. I choose songs that I hope would get us an understanding of where we're at in the morning message. And this morning's song that I have for you is Praise God From Whom All Blessings Flow. And it's not a very long song, folks, so just bear with us as we go through the morning. I will get to it. Let me get ourselves over to YouTube so that we're on track here. Let's see. There it is. We're using a computer as always, folks, so it's a little difficult to pull things up and get them going, but this one's only about 43 seconds long. Thank you. Folks, like I said, I choose songs that I hope that we can all relate to and use them for purposes of praising the Lord and singing in his glory. Folks, if you look at music, music's a good thing to help our soul, not only to be prepared for the message, but to get us so that when we're in lousy moods or down moods, we can get in better moods. And music has a way of working in our souls. That's why music is so important to so many people. If you look at these things from a perspective, like I said in the past, that we're humans. We're going to have faults. We're going to have problems. Things are going to happen in our lives. We're going to struggle. But we got to learn to praise God. That's why even this morning, you know, praise Him for whom all blessings flow. God will give us everything, the desires of our hearts, as long as they're within His will of doing so. This morning, before we get going on the message, I want to share with you some of the things that I found this week that people have asked me about praying for. We want to continue to pray for Marcy Bowden. She's home from the hospital. She had some polyps removed. She's doing fine. Tells me all the time how, you know, the pain doesn't really affect her as much because she's so used to dealing with it, but she's been doing well. She's in good spirits. Marcy's a good Christian. Please pray for her. Tara Fincher, here's another one, folks. This woman, Tara, has been through a tough time in the past. I've been friends with Tara for a while now, and Tara was saying that her sickness is back. It's not irritable bowel syndrome. It's nothing. They can't figure out exactly what's causing her issues with her stomach. Every time she eats, it doesn't stay in. No matter what, she's had problems. But please pray for Tara. Tara's a good girl. She's got a good spirit. I'm amazed at how many people can go through tough times and still continue to feel blessed and praise the Lord. That's why this morning's message is so important, folks. We need to be like that. We need to have that like-minded spirit that no matter what we're going through, no matter the tough times or not, that we're seeking the Lord. Mark, my friend Mark Warren, another one. He's got his spouse taking care of him. because he's losing his ability to get around. His mobility isn't the same. He used to, when I met Mark, he had a cane. He was getting around, hobbling here and there, and he couldn't stand for long. But now Mark is actually having some more serious problems where he's really not getting around at all. And it's thankful that Sandra is there for him. But Mark, still, again, another one in good spirits. Mary Caprell Fulton has a lump on the back of her head. She said she's not real concerned about it, but she would like prayer for it. Lori Martin Kish, traveling today and tomorrow. She's going to be doing some traveling, so please be praying for Lori. Pray for my little granddaughter, Bella. Bella's been sick the last few hours. She woke up sometime around 1:30 last night, sick, high fever. Couldn't go back to sleep until like 5:30 this morning, probably mostly out of exhaustion. Pray for Katie Foster, dealing with her own demons and things that are going on in her life. She's been dealing with that for a long, long time. Please pray for her. I know Katie's situation very, very well, but I'm just asking that people would pray for her and ask the Lord to work in her heart and change her and bring her about so that the things that have gotten to her over the all of her life, not the last couple of years, but all of her life. She's dealt with this all of her life. She needs to have a healing and a good healing from the Lord. We have some other prayer requests over on Facebook. I'm going to go try and find them as quick as I can. But, folks, you know, when I mention these prayers, I don't mention them for nothing. There's a reason we pray for these things. It's important that we look to God no matter what. There was a prayer request. Find it again. Oh, where did it go? See, these things get lost on me and I don't find them as well. Oh, Robin Carville. They had to have their dog put down the other day, and it's very hurtful for her to go through that. Like anybody, you know, you may have a pet, and there are people that they just go, well, it's no big deal, it's just a pet. But, you know, when you grow close to an animal, and that animal becomes part of your family, it's no different than any other family member, folks. These things have to be taken into consideration just as well. It's important, like I said, to pray for those people. And Kimberly, she's asked for prayer for her, herself, her family members. Please pray for them. And then we have a praise. We do have a praise from Maria Caprell. I'm sorry, not Maria Caprell, from Darla Wright. Shackford. She said, please pray, and she's praising because for 3 days she was worried about where she was going to get a car from, or for a while now she's been worried about where she's going to get a car from because she has to have a car to travel from. We need to have transportation, right? We need to get around. And God blessed her with that because her brother-in-law, her brother, had invited her over to her house for dinner and what have you, and handed her a set of keys and said, there, take that car. I want you to have it. That's a blessing, folks. Some of us would be like, well, that's no big deal. They just, you know, he just didn't need it no more. He gave it to her, whatever. You don't understand. The Lord works in our hearts for us to work in the hearts of others. And sometimes, even though it seems like it's nothing, it's a big thing, folks. It's a big thing. I know when there's times I'm struggling, I can't get through a typical time, and somebody comes along and helps me. And I seem to forget that I should be praising the Lord for that. But I'm telling you, God is always in it. Always. No matter what our situation, God is in it. And he's always working to help us to get through our difficult times. And that's why God blessed Darla with that car. He knew she was struggling with it. He said, I don't want you to think about that. I don't want you to be concerned about that. So please pray for all of those folks. Lord, we thank you for allowing us the opportunity to share the gospel. For those that ask us to pray for them, for those that will pray for them, Father, we thank you for all of those, for all our prayer warriors. And, Father, we ask that you allow us to continue to look to you for the strength and the guidance to get through our difficult times and the struggles that we go through. And help us to remember that you never leave us, never forsake us, Lord. Thank you for being here, all of you, and for listening. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Folks, the message this morning is about praising the Lord. You know, like I said, we can go through our lives thinking that we have it all figured out. And the bottom line is we have nothing. We don't have anything. If it weren't for God, we'd be completely emptied. Praise the Lord in difficult times is this. We're going through tough times. Our world is going through tough times. Our country is going through some serious changes within the government. The people around us, I hear these stories every day of another difficult situation, the weight that it puts on the shoulders of these people that they're going through such hard times. But the Lord is with us always. You have to keep that in perspective, folks. I know that it's difficult. I'm not just somebody that takes the book lightly or believes that, oh, God is here and I don't have to worry about anything. I still have worries and concerns. I went through terrible, terrible times of depression, folks. So much so that I was suicidal. This is not a lie, folks. You ask anybody that knows me, they know that I was on that very edge. And then this past week, we see two very high-profile cases in the news of two people that had ended their life, sadly, because they didn't wait one more minute, one more day to let the Lord work in their heart. And there was nobody around, obviously, to try to help them to get through that. And yes, I know some will say, yeah, but no matter what, Preacher Bill, these people were on the verge and they were going to do it anyway. They just had enough. And that's probably true. I'm not saying it's not. But that's not how we go about it. That's not trusting the Lord. That's not praising the Lord for the blessings he's given us. You got to remember, folks, to some great riches are a blessing. To others, they're a hindrance. For me, I don't have a lot of money, and I never have all my life. And I'll tell you something. When I have had a lot of money, it didn't really help me get rid of any of my depression. It didn't help me get rid of anything of the problems that are bothering me. Sure, it might pay off some bills. It might do this or it might do that. But what are you doing? You're serving the world with the world's gifts. You're not serving God with God's gifts. Humble yourself and praise the Lord. That's the whole idea of praising the Lord in difficult times. Even in the difficult times, you go, look, Lord, I know there's a message here. I was telling my wife last night, there's some things that we were dealing with in the last few weeks, different things, and I won't go into them. Okay? But even in those situations, we have to go, you know, all right, God, there's a message here. What is it? And for me, some of it's just being selfish. Some of it's being selfish, and I say this, and I'm not being ignorant here, folks. When I say being selfish, I'm talking about I can't do it. Well, of course, I cannot do it, but the Lord sure can. The Lord can give me the energy and the ability to do things, and the things that he doesn't want me to do, he's going to push off to the side. And if I'm fighting against the Holy Spirit that I want them, I have to be careful what it is that I'm asking for. And if there's a problem, maybe God's trying to tell me something, like, you don't need that right now, or you don't need that situation right now. Maybe you need to let it go. Maybe you need to let it sit on the back burner for a couple of weeks until you can deal with it. There are things we have to just say, I can't do this. When we're having a tough time, we tend to start thinking of all the stuff in our life that we've been through, all the bad times. Oh, you know, I never had a good life. It's always been this way. God's never taken care of me. I can't believe all the things I went through. How come God wasn't there for me? How come I have to live like this? We start thinking about things like that, but what we don't do is we don't look at the blessings we have. Our children, what a blessing they are to us. Our grandchildren, what a blessing they are to us. My grandchildren bring such smiles to my faces. They remind me of when my children were young and how my children warmed my heart. And then there are the things in life that we take for granted. The ability to get out of bed in the morning. The ability to be able to be alive, to be awake, just to get up and be able to go sit somewhere, be it our own house or in another house, or sit somewhere in a place where we can be comfortable. We live in a country where we're not being shelled, we're not being bombed every day. Now, that could happen at any moment, folks. We seem to forget those things. We take on all the world's miseries, and we try to think that for some reason we deserve better. And even the Bible says, as Christians, many people say, if you're a Christian, how come God does that to you? Well, God never said that we weren't going to have problems. In fact, God said, as Christians, we're going to have more problems because we don't live for the world. Because we live for Christ, we are going to suffer. We're going to suffer persecution. We're going to suffer ridicule. We're going to suffer mocking. And then, of course, we'll have the demons who know that we're getting closer and closer to being a good Christian. those demons are trying to drag us back into the world and suck us in and ruin our life and make us go, I can't deal with this. I've had enough. I'm throwing it all away. I'm going to throw the Bible out because if there is a God, why am I dealing with all these issues? You ever stop to think maybe God's trying to teach you a lesson? He's trying to build you up, make you stronger. A man that goes and lifts weights or a woman that goes and lifts weights doesn't get stronger by going, I've had it. I'll just go sit home and eat my bonbons and eat potato chips or whatever. No. What he does is that individual goes out and works and continues to work at it and work at it no matter how sore they get. And that's what you have to do with your brain to believe, to understand the Lord. You have to get more in tune with the Lord. And that means reading your Bible, hearing the gospel, being able to do those things. Listen to Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And that was the end of that was my point with 31:6. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. He says, look, don't fear any of them, meaning the demons or the devils, any of those things that are trying to cause you to not pay attention to the Lord. Don't be afraid of them. Stand up to them. Say, get thee behind me, Satan. You can't bother me. I'm a child of God. For the Lord thy God. For the Lord thy God, we do these things. We don't do them for ourselves. That's the problem with the world. When we become selfish and start doing for ourselves and start feeling like I can't help you no more, I'm not going to do this anymore, I don't want to deal with this anymore, you're putting all these eyes in it, a single thing, instead of looking for the help of the Lord. He it is that doth go with thee. The Lord goes with us every day, all day. Often we're facing trials, folks, because we don't know what it is in our future. But God knows. God transcends all time. He is the God of our present. He is the future. He is there with us when we were before we were born. He's there with us now that we're alive. And he'll be there in the end as long as we're faithful and just to look to him for guidance and strength. It just makes sense, folks, that we would let him guide us since he knows infinitely more about our lives than we do. We have to let go of what we think and do what God says. If we look up our problems in the Bible, even depression is written out in the Bible, folks. Job, you take poor Job. That man, every time I start to have problems, I think how bad he had it. And look, he pulled through. Why? Because he never gave up. He kept looking to the Lord. Even when his friends and family said to him, why don't you stop talking about that junk and just get up in life and go do something? Job knew he couldn't do that. Job knew he was having a tough time. But he said, you know what? I'm going to stand strong and I'm going to keep my faith and I'm going to trust God. And guess what? In the end, God gave him everything back. Everything back. God took everything from him, his children, his house, his livestock, everything, all his possessions. Job was left on the ground like a person whose house burnt down and everything and everybody that he ever loved was in it. He was there all by himself, broken. But you know, he hung on to the Lord to the end. And in the end, the Lord blessed him tenfold. He gave him everything he ever had and then some. After we go through a difficult situation, we know God was in it. Folks, I don't know how many times I've been having a struggling time, and all of a sudden, oh, I don't know, days later, hours later, minutes later, whatever, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit speaks to me and says, I got your hand. I'm getting you through this. And then things happen because I trust them. Look at Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And if you look at that, I did change it a tad. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You see, folks, God's going to uphold you if you're willing to let him. But do we let him? Do we thank him in those times of struggle? We need to thank God even for the times we're struggling because he's doing something to get our attention. So we'll call out to him. Maybe we weren't thinking about him in that moment. Maybe we're so frustrated we're throwing our arms up going, I can't take this no more. What am I going to do? Why do I have to live like this? Why is my life so miserable? And then all of a sudden, boom, the Holy Spirit speaks to us and said, why do you keep saying I? Why aren't you saying, Lord, we need to get through this. Lord, we can fix it. Show me how to do this, Lord, so that I can live with it and be at peace with it, no matter the circumstances. It wouldn't matter if I'm in a bad situation where I've lost a loved one. It doesn't matter if I'm in a bad situation where I lose all my possessions. Or if it's something so simple as my car broke down and I was on my way to work and my boss is going to fire me. You know, the Lord's going to solve that problem for you. Even if you get fired, even if you lose a loved one here, if your loved one's a saved individual, the only difference is your loved one goes to heaven to build the man, help build the mansion for you for when you get there. God may have taken your loved one out of your life for a reason. Maybe they were going to suffer even worse if he didn't take them at that time. You see, when we know that God sees and knows all, we know that God does everything for his purpose, for his glory, for his will, to help you to grow better and make your life a much better life later. Now, I understand the whole meaning of pain. I lost my parents in a house fire when I was 21. I grew up to be an alcoholic and drug addict. I started at 12 years old. I didn't quit till I was in my 27, 30 years old, somewhere in there. I continued to do stupid things. But, you know, the whole time God had his hand on me. I lost my parents. I couldn't stand my life. Even up until only a few years back, I was at the point where I hated life because it was all my fault. All these bad things that happened to me, the devil was beating on me. He was beating me down to the ground, making me feel like I was worthless and hopeless and had no hope whatsoever and no faith. And I was saved, folks. I got saved when I was around 30 years old. Actually, I was younger than that. I'm sorry. I was around 31. I got sober around 30. Around 22, 21, 23, somewhere in there, I was saved. Someone showed me in the scriptures where I can know that I'm going to heaven. And I ask of you, do you know that? Do you know you're going to heaven? In all that I knew from my time growing, from the time I got saved, only maybe 7 years ago, did I start realizing, or I let the Holy Spirit work in me so that the Lord can teach me that none of this matters here. I'm only here because God wants me to be here. He's using me every day to build up others, to make me stronger, to use me for his will. And that's what we're here for, folks. We're not here for our own purposes. God blesses us with those things that he gives us. It says here in Psalms 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. We have to look at all these things, folks, not look at the bad situations like I just went through. I was hashing over all those things instead of looking at what the Lord did for me. The Lord held my hand through all those terrible times, and he'll hold me through all these ones in the future. He knows what's good for me. Like I said, look at these people in the past couple of days here, this past week, that committed suicide. They didn't let the Lord work in their heart. Proverbs 3:5-6 says this, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Even in the most difficult time, we can still give thanks and praise the Lord. Because we know the Lord. We are his, and he is ours. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10 says this. 9 says, verse 9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. We should be glorying in our infirmities, he said. That was Paul. We should glory in the things that have happened to us and be proud that God used us and was doing those things to us to get him closer to get us closer to him, to be closer with the Lord. Look at verse 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. You see, our weakness is that we have to realize we cannot do it without Christ. I don't care if it's you've got a broken hangnail or a broken fingernail, and you got a hangnail, or you stubbed your toe, or you broke your leg, or you crashed your car, or your house burnt down, or you lost everything you own. I don't care what it is. You have to look at it as, listen, these are the things that happen. I still have the ability to praise God. I still have the ability to look to Christ for strength. I still have the weakness as a human being in my flesh, but yet God is good to me and provides all. There are people that are homeless that live in the street that have less than I have. There are people that are living in countries where they're lucky to find water that's clear enough to drink. There are people that are dealing with diseases in foreign countries that this country can help. And yet we complain because we don't have enough money to what? Go on a vacation. We can't have a party for our children where we spend thousands of dollars instead of maybe making a homemade cake and making some kind of little rag doll like when 100 years ago, that's all that we had. We don't look back at how our families struggled to get where they are, and yet our families from back when were Bible believers. We don't want to believe that. We go, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't struggle like I do. I got news for you, folks. We got it made today. We have a God that has taken care of us and provided for us and created a beautiful country. And what are we doing? We're throwing our hands up and allowing all these foolish things to go on around us that are ruining such a great blessing that the Lord has given us. I want you to understand, folks, you have to be thankful that we're suffering those weaknesses. The weaknesses we have are nothing compared to the weakness of others. And we have a God that loves us so much that he gives us the ability to hear this message. He gives us a Bible that we're able to read to learn how to deal with all of our problems. So, folks, I ask you, are you praising the Lord, honestly praising the Lord for all your blessings? I don't care if it's for a pair of shoes to wear, a pair of socks to put on your feet, underclothes, clothes, whatever. Are you praising God for giving you those simple things that you take for granted every single day? And here's one that I'll give you. You're breathing. Isn't it great? God loves you enough to let you breathe. I thank you for letting me share the gospel with you, folks. Praise the Lord in all our difficult times. Don't ever take the Lord for granted. He loves you. He wants you to be able to understand how much he loves you, but he can't do that if you're not willing to accept him. Will you take the Lord at his word and accept him and trust him to guide you and strengthen you? Will you call out and ask him to save your soul today? Save your soul from all those troubles. Even when you're going through the troubles of life, do you want the Lord by your side? I know I do, and I hope that you do as well. So ask someone if you don't know how. Ask somebody to show you in the scriptures where it says that you can know that you're going to heaven if you don't already know. Thank you for being here, and God bless you. That's our message for this morning. I have one more song for you, and I hope you'll sit and listen to it. It's a rather lengthy song, but it's a beautiful song, folks. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. God bless you, and thank you for being here. Come find me over on Facebook at Come find me over at Preacher Bill Barnes on Facebook, and you can leave me a message there and let me know what you think of the message this morning. God bless you, and thank you for being here. Have a great day, and we'll see you again next Sunday here at Blog Radio, Preacher Bill Barnes, the Gospel. God bless you. All right, folks, have a good Sunday.